Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 19. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him, and falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to a street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go. He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me to you so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. And then he arose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened.
The word of the Lord. Thanks, Thomas. I don't know if y'all can hear this, but there's a group of folks singing downstairs right now.
It's great.
There's applause. Okay, so the singing, I think the singing's over, but what a passage to read. Obviously very pivotal, very important passage in the New Testament, the conversion of Saul. What are your thoughts on it? Let's just jump in.
Yeah, let's jump in. I'll tell you, I go one to Ananias. I don't know why I just jump straight to him, but just devout man, fearing God. It's one of those first tasks that's given to a church member that really risk themselves. And then you back up, obviously, and get the backstory of Saul, this murderer who God totally redeems by his sovereignty.
Hey, you've got to go disciple the scariest, you know, the scariest man to Christians right now. Like who's the scariest man to Christians right now? We don't have to name any names. But,
yeah, let's not.
Yeah, but whoever this guy's a threat to Christianity. This guy's a threat to Christians. This guy wants to take Christians down. You know, I think of like a Richard Dawkins. Let's just say that. I mean, Richard Dawkins is not like ravaging people's houses, but intellectually has not been a friend to Christians.
Oh, right? Damaged and scared so many people's faith.
That's right. Okay, so let's just pretend Dawkins, he's heading to New York City to go and do the same thing. And he has this experience with the Lord. And then, you know, let's say you, Thomas, you're the guy that's like, all right, go disciple Richard Dawkins, because it got to be the same thing. I mean, he's learned. He's, Saul's really smart. He knows, you know, he's a brilliant man. And obviously he hates Christians. He hates their cause. And then this Ananias guy is the one that is supposed to go and help him.
I mean, just the reckless abandon that he has for the Lord, for Jesus, when he says, "Okay, I trust you. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I'm going to go and I'm going to do this." I could get totally annihilated here. I could get embarrassed. I could get in trouble. It could go even worse for Ananias. But he says, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it."
Here's a little Jason Dees fact as we pivot now to Saul. I've actually been to Judas's house on the street called Straight, where Ananias met Saul. Do you know that, Bropez? I was in Damascus one time, and there's Straight Street still there. You can still go to Straight Street.
Man.
And
why rename it?
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's really straight.
Yeah.
You know? It is. It's just like, is it Straight Street right outside the gate? Like, you know, obviously Damascus is bigger now than it was then, but like you see like the old walled city. And then there's the Straight Street right there. And you know, they don't know. I guess they don't know for sure. But, you know, for centuries, obviously, Christians have gone there commemorating. Sure. This is Judas's house on the street called Straight, where Ananias met Saul. But anyway, so now let's pivot to Saul.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, if God can save Saul or Richard Dawkins, well, you know, if God can save Saul, then he can save Richard Dawkins.
He sure can.
And I think that we're trusting for salvation, not in our ability to preach or our ability to, you know, run great programs or even though we want to do that really well, but we're trusting ultimately that Jesus is going to show up. And so when I preach on a Sunday morning, when you preach on Tuesday, when you preach on Sunday, we want to preach in such a way that not to think, man, I've really done a great job, but I want to do a good job because I want Jesus to show up through his word, through the word of the Holy Spirit, through whatever I'm saying here. And so this passage obviously just gives us a ton of confidence. And then, of course, the massive, massive, massive ministry that Saul, and then later when he was a minister to the Gentiles, Paul, had. That's another misnomer. Saul's name is not changed here.
That's right. It's later. Yeah.
It's when he becomes a missionary to the Gentiles. It's when he, and so he's still Saul. Some people say like Saul to Paul moment on the road to Damascus. That's actually not accurate. It's a Saul to new Saul moment. And then when he's given this new commission, he gets this new name.
Yeah. Shaul to Paulos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Strong.
I think, you know what I love about this also, Jason, the whole book of Acts and the rest of Paul's life, he goes back to this moment.
Yeah.
He constantly goes back to his conversion. He doesn't hide behind it. He doesn't try to explain it or justify it. He just says, here's what God did for me, and tells the story.
Well, we got more to talk about, but let's do it tomorrow. We've got kind of Saul, Shaul to Paulos.
Oh, that's good.
Part dos. Tomorrow. So for Thomas Nelson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.